turning to the Orphan Mentality Podcast. And today, you will listen to Danida Ogandaga. She will guide you into freedom from abusive relationships and emotional hurts. So please, join us today in this timely broadcast.
Tuning in yet again to the Orphan No More podcast. It is such a joy to be able to spend this time week to week pouring out and sharing the knowledge that God has given me to give to you all. I really want to thank everyone that I had mentioned the last time in the podcast from all over the 50 states. Thank you so much for your support. I want to give a special shout out to the recent downloads that I have had in Guadeloupe, which is part of the French West Indies, Croatia, Luxembourg, Lisbon, Gabon, Amsterdam, and Edmonton, which is in the part of Canada. I just want to thank you so much. I don't know you all by name. Please feel free to log on to the Podomatic page and give me a comment. Leave your name. Leave your experience. Let me know so I can remain in contact with you all. Because as a part of this podcast, we are going to be coming to a location near you very soon. I do not believe that God just wanted me to get on this podcast and just speak to you all. He wants me to be able to go out to where you are and to be able to speak and talk about and encourage people to let them know that they can be free, free from the orphan mentality. If you have not, I would encourage you to go back and read and listen to all of the previous podcasts. I would like to thank French Flavor International, the label that I'm a part of, for producing these podcasts every week. I want to give a special thank you to Darcy Ogandaga and my label mates, Philip Baker, Wendy Lovejoy. I just want to say thank you all for your support. Look forward to serving with you all. Tonight we're going to talk about something really, really important. It's along the same continuum as orphan mentality that will never change. We will always talking about an orphan no more. The orphan mentality, how we can break that mentality out of your life, because that's exactly what it is. It's a temporary mentality that can be eradicated with the proper knowledge and the proper time, the proper discipline, and the proper character building. You can eliminate the orphan mentality from your life. Spent half of the part of today just doing a Google search on the orphan mentality and just trying to find out who else out there in the world that God has spoken to talk about this topic. I don't know all of you by name, but I just want to thank you so much for being bold enough to share your experiences and the reason why you are getting into talking about orphan mentality as well. I look forward to serving with you all, and hopefully our paths will cross at some point in this life before God comes back, and we'll be able to, you know, do a conference or something all over the world. So, captive soul. Your spirit got so caught up in a mold that you can't even break. You can't even break through. Not even Jell-O can break through this mold. So your soul has turned to ice. And now your ice could not be liquidated. It's stuck in an ice tray, collecting frost and rotting away in the freezer of yesterday. You need to release it and let it flow, like water from a faucet with the occasional drip drop overflowing. Freedom is the cup. Pour your soul into it and drink. Y'all, when I wrote that poem, Captive Soul, one of the illustrations that I wrote with that, or that I drew with that, was a picture of a young girl that was behind bars. And in the visual, she was sort of hanging on to those bars and sort of yanking the bars. And I couldn't really show that vibration in the pictorial, but she was just yanking on the bars, just really wanting to get free. And that picture represented me. It represented my soul being captive and captive in a state of just communicating and trying to be someone that I was not. And we had talked about the last time that part of the orphan mentality is that you cannot have lasting relationships. You hate authority. You distrust your leadership. You have a lack of direction in life. You find it hard to make decisions. You constantly feel rejected, constantly feel like a failure, and you're totally insecure, and you have an overdrive to succeed that's unnatural to this world. Remember, we talked about Romans 8 and 15 that you all have not, that we have received the spirit of adoption. We are no longer orphans because God has called us to himself, and he loves us with a great love. He loves us like he loves his son Jesus. He loves us with a great love, and he just wants the opportunity to express his love to us. Oftentimes, he will send people that may come in our path. And as a result of us being hurt based on our past, we will reject these people. But that's not what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to embrace these people and supposed to love them. For those that did not know, what does orphan mean? The word orphan simply means unprotected. You look at these children. I'm looking at a picture now that I got on Wikipedia. And it shows, you know, a whole bunch of children, you know, that are naked with their bellies popped out in front of an orphanage in Nigeria. These children look unprotected. And then I see a picture that I took out of Cosmopolitan magazine. It shows a group of friends sitting around eating pizza. Very affluent girls dressed in Prada. And these children in this picture in front of this orphanage in Nigeria are no different from these group of young ladies that are having pizza around this table. As we said before, the orphan state can actually be a physical state, as these children are in front of this orphanage in Nigeria. Or it can be a mentality where you are free to roam, free to live, free to dwell in a gated community, or working with a six-figure salary, or living the American dream, going to Lenox Mall every day and shopping and eating with your friends. But you can still be trapped in a mentality that causes you to think a certain way and to feel a certain way. You adapt this ragamuffin type mentality and then find it cool calling yourself that. Oh, I'm a rebel. I'm a rebel. Oh, I'm a ragamuffin. But did you know that when you looked up the word ragamuffin, that it actually meant a demonic character? It was taken from a poem called Piers Plowman. And the word ragamuffin itself means shaggy and worthless and rough. We need to sit back and think about why we are calling ourselves these things. It's really because our state of mind is in an unprotected state. We get to the point where our mentality permeates into our personality and our character, and we find ourselves acting a part or trying to play a part so that we can fit into some box and be accepted by someone, even if that person is so unhealthy or that group is so unhealthy for us. One of the rules of engagement that we had talked about before as it relates to an orphanage or an orphan mentality or an orphan state is every man for himself. And when you put that in the context of the world as opposed to the kingdom system with God, who can you trust in a system like that? When it's coming down to every man for himself, only the strong will survive. Put that in context. Think of yourself in an orphanage, or even thinking yourself as in the world. When you are going through a situation where you're feeling like you're losing your mind, is it really okay to go and talk to someone? Or do you hear people saying, man, I don't have time. I got to go to work. I'm trying to keep a roof over my head. I don't have time to talk to you. Look, you can call a prayer line or something. I don't have no time for you because I'm trying to keep myself, man. You got to keep yourself. And oftentimes that brother's keeper mentality gets lost, and people get lost with that, and they find themselves trying to navigate while they are in an unstable, unprotected state. All those things are a result of the orphan mentality. Oftentimes in orphanages, and oftentimes even in this world that we're living in, out of the orphan state, groups are formed around the strongest individuals. You have bullies, and you have bravo people, and people that carry themselves a certain way. And people want to sort of form cliques around who may be the strongest based on a certain mentality. All those things are developed in an orphan state. When you think about the spirit of religion and really serving God, one of the differences is when you come to God, you don't have to come with him with this state of mind that I'm superior, or that I'm, you know, the best at this and the best at that. You just go to God as you are and say, you know, I'm feeling this certain way, or I'm having this mindset about this, and I need your help. I need you to help take me out of this state of mind and put me into my right frame of mind. Give me my mind back. And y'all, there's a lot of people that's walking around here that don't have their right mind. Their mind has been put into an unprotected state because they are trying to survive in a dog-eat-dog world. They're trying to surround themselves with people whom they see or view as the strongest, the most affluent person in their neighborhood, the most prolific person on their job. They're trying to walk around and get in these circles that they don't even belong, because they're just trying to fit in. And God is telling you that you don't have to be a part of someone else's mold. You can break the mold, and you can create a new mold. He wants you to come to him. So for the next couple of weeks, I'm encouraging you all to email me at DanitaOgondaga@hotmail.com. Log on to the Podomatic page, my Podomatic page for Orphan No More. Log on to my Facebook account, Danita Solomon Ogondaga, and send me your story. As we've been talking about over these last podcasts, I want to know from you, what was your adoption day? What was the day of turning for you where you were involved in these orphanage type experiences in your life? What was the thing that led you to knowing, man, I got to put this down, and I got to just find a better way, because the way that I'm living right now, it's just not coming together. I want to know what your experience was. I want to know if you have some questions about orphan mentality. I don't profess to know it all, but it's my responsibility to share what I do know. We're going to be talking in the next couple of weeks about the importance of sonship and being a part of a vibrant kingdom of God, and just knowing that God loves us, and knowing that we can come to him. You know, we don't have to try to put on airs or a whole pound of makeup. He just wants us to come as we are. He loves us, and he wants us to be free. He wants us to be whole. He doesn't want us to have any reservations about life. He doesn't want us to have the mentality take over our personality and our character. He wants us to be free. So I encourage you tonight to take some time, share this podcast with a friend, share the other podcast with a friend, log on to my Facebook account, request me as your friend so that you can have access to the photo album and review a lot of the pictures that speak on what I'm talking about tonight. Send me your questions, send me your emails, send me your experiences. Let me know, y'all. All of everybody that's emailing me from all of these places and downloading the emails and the podcast from all of these places, please take a moment to tell me your story. If it's in another language, I'll pay for translation. But please let me know your experiences. I just want to let you know that you are free tonight. Whatever is wrong can be made right. You are not far gone. Your mentality may be protected, unprotected, which may cause you to feel as though you are an orphan, but I promise you there is light at the end of the tunnel and there is freedom on the other side. Have a good night. Love you. I hope to see you next week for a fresh new podcast. So until then, talk to you later.
If you want more information about Danida Ogandaga and our book club, you can reach her at danidaogandaga@hotmail.com. Danida Ogandaga, DANITAOGANDAGA @hotmail.com. And if you are in Atlanta, you can come and assist to our Yesterday Book Club at 6 p.m. every first Sunday of the month at Barnes & Noble's in Fayetteville, Georgia. Thank you so much for your love and support.